My name is Reese. I'm in Spanish 490 Service Learning and Research with Dr. Boomershine, and today I'm going to be interviewing Mede Proano. Would you like to say hello? No, English.
Hey, my name is Mede, and I'm here with Reese.
Yes. So where are you from originally?
My family is originally from Quito, Ecuador.
Awesome. And then, so how long has your family been in the U.S.? When did they first move here?
My family first moved here, I want to see, like, early 2000s, like, 2001, 2002. Okay. Yeah.
And what brought them to the United States?
My grandparents. Okay. I think, from what I've heard growing up, I think my parents really wanted to, like, get out, try something new, mm-hmm. and everything. And my grandparents left first, and little by little, like, my dad and his siblings, there's four siblings. Mm-hmm. My dad is the oldest. Well, he's the second oldest. There's four of them. So he went over first with and left my mom and my little brother, with my older brother, mm-hmm. in Ecuador to see if it's a good lifestyle and everything. Yeah. So he was gone and left my mom and my little, I keep saying little, because he was a baby.
Yeah.
He was a baby. With my older brother. And then, yeah, until my mom got kind of, like, alone.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously my brother was... missed my dad a lot,
yeah,
too, so my mom decided to pack up everything to be with my dad. Not that, like, my dad left my mom,
right,
but it was just more like they had to do this together type
right.
thing. And yeah, so my mom left her job. She had a really good job back,
mm-hmm.
in Ecuador, and she left all her life in Ecuador and moved to the United States, and then little by little my whole entire family started going,
mm-hmm.
Moving, and my grandma and my grandpa, they loved the United States, but they really missed Ecuador,
yeah.
So they moved back to the United States, and ever since then, like, we've stayed here, but
yeah.
there was no, like, reason economically. I think
yeah.
they just wanted
no specific
a change of scenery,
yeah.
and yeah.
What did your mom do in Ecuador? What was her job?
My mom was a business administrator for one of the, I want to say a Marlboro,
okay.
The cigarette company,
mm-hmm.
Over there. I want to say that. But yeah, she had a really good job,
yeah.
for sure.
Did she have trouble when she moved to the U.S. finally?
Yeah. So my mom, she always talks about this since she had a really good job, and it's,
mm-hmm.
very, like, hard to find a good job in Ecuador. It was very hard for her to, like, move here in Ecuador, move here to the United States, because she really had to start from zero.
Right.
And she never grew up that way, so that was really hard for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she had to, like, work in the kitchen, she had to be a cashier, and, like, work all these jobs that she never really thought that she would ever work in.
Right.
But obviously, like, she had to do it to move our family forward and make that income. At this time, like, I wasn't born, but yeah, so my mom, it was really hard for my mom, especially, like,
yeah.
moving from, like, a really good corporate job to, like, starting from zero.
Right. So that's what we've talked about a little bit in this class, is there are so many, like, Central Americans, South Americans who move to the United States and are, like, surgeons or, like, doctors or a pediatrician,
yeah.
or, like, an engineer, and
yeah.
they move here and they can't find
yeah.
a job. They have to work as, like, one of the women we talked about is a surgeon from Venezuela, and she moved here, and she's just hoping for a job as a janitor, because
yeah.
that would be consistent, and then she can study to retake her medical
yeah.
exam.
We have a lot of family friends that are like that. Like, we have friends that are doctors and
right.
like, back in Ecuador, and, like, they move here, and it's just, like, they have it's not the same, even though they do have an education and they did graduate,
mm-hmm.
with their master's, with their doctor, they did, like, the whole thing, like,
right.
what we would do here, but they can't get the same education, like they can't do the same job as they were.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Do you visit Ecuador often?
I do. Okay. Last time I visited was in 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. That was my first time and my last time that I visited, but everything that's going on over there, not economically, but just like
politically, socially,
it's right. kind of hard, to go there. Yeah. And my parents just like, is very like, be careful, like
nerve-wracking. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very scary. Nervous over there. My parents go there all the time.
Okay.
Since my grandparents live there. Okay. Specifically my mom's mom, who's like really old,
mm-hmm.
but my grandpa who like moved here in the United States,
mm-hmm.
My grandmother, passed away like 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. So my grandpa like always visits us every year. So it's not like I have to go to over there.
Yeah,
but I always have family visiting.
That's
so
awesome. Well, what is your favorite part about having, when your grandpa comes, does he bring any like traditions with him that you enjoy?
Yeah. Not really traditions. I feel like, my family definitely built like a foundation traditionally mm-hmm. when they all were here, like with my grandma and my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
So, and since then, like, my grandma, who, like, passed away, was very, like, not traditional, but very, like, big into traditions mm-hmm. and, like, culture and stuff like that. And, like, when she passed away, like, we definitely, like, and, like, till this day, we definitely, like, remind ourselves, like, what she left and what her legacy was. Mm-hmm. And her legacy is definitely, like, family and, like, unity mm-hmm. as a family,
mm-hmm.
Which is awesome. I've been very, like, grateful and very, like, thankful right. about that and having that and growing up with that because I grew up with my uncle, my aunt, and my cousins. My cousins are, like, my siblings because we grew up like that.
Yeah.
It's
interesting the difference in the U.S. It's a lot more, like, families aren't multi-generational. But I feel like being when I was in Spain and even in Portugal, it's like they're very multi-generational families. A lot of it revolves around
family,
your cousins and your
roommates. I found that really interesting too when I was growing up, because I feel like a lot of people, specifically Americans, are not really close with their cousins,
right?
And I kind of find that kind of, when I was growing up, I was like, well, that's very shocking. Like,
yeah,
I grew up with my cousins, like, you know, and we all but honestly, like, that's what my grandma's legacy was, and I think that's like, and we do a lot of traditions too.
Right.
We still celebrate a lot of stuff, even though we don't live in Ecuador. We do celebrate a lot of like, holidays over there.
Right.
A treat of like whenever my grandparents come is that they always bring us like treats from Ecuador.
Oh,
and we know, they know what our favorite treats are.
Right.
And it's, like, that was, like, always the exciting things when they came. It was, like, their gifts that they gave us.
That's so fun. I love that. So, how do you stay connected to your culture and traditions growing up in the U.S.? Like, how have you, I know you said your grandma was, like, a big factor in that. But do you find that it's also something that's, like, internal?
It's definitely internal, and it's definitely, like, family-wise. Like, I was very lucky enough to... So a lot of my family that live here,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely more of my dad's side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's side of the family, like how he grew up very like family oriented, very very united.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's how my grandma was raised and my grandpa too.
Right.
My mom's side of the family. She went through, I mean, she had like a really hard childhood. My grandparents are divorced.
Mm-hmm.
When she was really little, and like her side of the family, it's kind of like they're kind of everywhere. So I definitely grew up more with my dad's side.
Okay.
So I saw more of like how my dad grew up and stuff like that.
Right.
My mom, like, later on, like, we, like, she has family, like,
once you're old
Italy.
Enough to understand.
Like, she has family in Italy. Her half brother lives in Orlando, and the rest like lives in Ecuador. But they come visit, but it's just, like, not the same because you only see them, like, 2 weeks and
right.
all this other stuff. But I definitely did grow up with my uncle that lives in Orlando, even though, I mean, he's my mom's stepbrother, but we grew up with him like going to like Orlando every year. Right. But anyways, my dad's side, a lot of his cousins live in North Carolina, okay. and I grew up with their kids.
Okay.
So my second generation
yeah.
cousins, I grew up with them too, and
yeah.
they're also like we grew up like siblings too,
yeah.
and I find them, I don't really like consider them as my second generation cousins.
Right.
I really do consider them as my cousins.
Right.
So in that side of the cousin is my grandma's brother's family.
Okay.
And we've just always been so like close, and I've seen a lot of them like come over, like growing up I've
mm-hmm.
seen them like move here from Ecuador.
Right.
And a lot of that, like they bring a lot of traditions too,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of recipes too.
Right.
Like we definitely have like yeah, like we know that which sisters or which cousin knows, like my
right.
like which of my dad's cousin knows how to cook better than
right.
the other. but like all four of them, they cook amazing. But like, it's awesome, and we have that for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. And did you grow up speaking Spanish in your house?
Yeah, I
okay.
spoke both.
Okay,
I spoke both. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
Okay. Perfectly fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you go home now, do you think you speak more Spanish than English? Growing up, did you speak more?
I think it's definitely like the age and going to school and speaking English. Like I feel like more, like going to school, you speak more English, and then
of course.
when you come home, like when I was little, like coming home from school, I definitely spoke a little bit more English, and I lost a little bit of my Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But what really kept me going with my Spanish is that I always had family from Ecuador coming in, and my
right.
grandparents always came in for the summer. And my grandma and my grandpa, like, they knew, I mean, I don't really want to say that they knew English. Like, they understood it, but it's like you'd rather want to speak in Spanish
right.
than in English.
Yes.
It's
like you know more of their Spanish than they would know of your
right.
English.
And
yeah.
also, like, growing up with that and having family with that and, like, growing up little by little, like, you just kind of understand how, like, important it is and how proud you should be where you come from.
Right.
Like, you should, I personally just think that, like, everyone should, or, like, Latinos in general should learn. Like, you should never lose their touch of Latinos.
Right.
Or, like, their Hispanic side. As I got older, I definitely started, like, pushing myself
right.
to speak Spanish and getting better
yeah.
but like when I go home now, like now here in college, I speak more English, and I don't really speak anybody in Spanish here unless like my parents call me, and
right.
like I really do, and like sometimes I do realize that I talk to my parents in English,
mm-hmm.
but like I like really do like try to switch it up and be
right.
like wait no, but I've told my mom multiple times, 'cause my mom knows English, like,
uh-huh.
really well. My dad, like, he knows English, but, I mean, he's more comfortable speaking Spanish. But, like, when I speak to my mom and I realize that I'm speaking to her in English, I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
Like, also, like, I already speak English enough that I'd rather speak in Spanish.
Right.
So, like, now when we call, we speak in Spanish.
That's good.
And my dad, I speak to him in Spanish, too.
Yeah.
So, it's just, like, I think it's just, like, the growing up,
right,
you
the progression
realize how
of things.
Important it is,
right.
and you
yeah.
just don't want to lose that.
Right. Why do you think it's so important for Hispanics and Latinos to really like try and keep that part of themselves?
That's a good question. It's really deep. Wait, pause it really
okay.
quickly. Right. I think it's important that we keep that just because it's just an identity of ours. Like, for me, it's like, there was a moment when I was growing up that I kind of lost my Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just because, like, I was, like, growing up, you
right.
just think whatever. But then later on, like, growing up, you're like, no, like, you're not, I'm not white.
Right.
Also, like, I'm, like, Latina.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I should be proud of being Latina.
Mm-hmm.
And I should be proud of where I come from and where my family's from, because I wasn't raised in an American household. I was raised in an Ecuadorian American household.
Right.
So I think a lot of that is pride, for sure. And being proud of where you are. And like Latinos, definitely, we, something about us is being proud of where we're from.
Yeah. And do you think that's something that has become kind of difficult for Latinos or Hispanic people living in the U.S. because of,
you know? 100, I think so, yeah. Like, a lot of people definitely, I mean, there's some times that I'm a little scared.
Of course.
Like, bringing out my Latina side, I guess.
Right.
But then at the end of the day, I have to remember, like, that's just, like, the way, like, who I am. Mm-hmm. Like, I should never be afraid of, like, showing who I am.
Right. What would you want to say to someone who has this, like, idea of Hispanic people or Latinos living in the U.S., like, one of the negative perspectives of it, you know, like we were talking about before?
That's a good question. Honestly, we're not there to steal other people's jobs.
Yeah.
I think people are just needs to understand that, like, seeing when when my cousins from Ecuador come and visit and stuff like that, and seeing them, like, oh my gosh, this is America. Or not just me and my cousins, just, like, other people from the country, like, from all over the world, like, mm-hmm. come to the United States, and, like, they think of, like, the American dream. Like, I studied abroad, and right. I, like, remember, like, talking to a lot of my friends who are, like, from different parts of the country, mm-hmm. like, different parts of the world, and they've always, like, mentioned the American dream.
Right.
And I feel that, like, now, and I see it, I feel like a lot of that, like, we're losing what the American dream is,
right.
and that people are forgetting what it means.
Yes, and that's not only for one group of people.
Yeah, and it's like, well, yeah, it's not for one group of people, people need to understand that, like, the reason why people are coming over here is because they need to have better lives.
Right.
Like, and, like, it's sad to hear that. In their own country, they're not, one, treated very well. Two, they're not, like, gaining, like, they're fighting for their families at
right.
the end of the day,
yeah.
trying to make sure that they have a better life. A lot of my things that my parents said about, like, talks about, and that I've always heard of them growing up, like, hearing them, is just, like, I wouldn't have had the same education if we still lived in Ecuador. I wouldn't have gone to this sort of college. Like, college is so different in the United States than in Ecuador. So it's just, like, my advice is, like, they're not here
to take anything.
They're there just to protect their families.
Yeah.
And to bring, like, to move their family forward, because they probably just don't have a really good life.
Yeah. That's a great answer. That was really great. Okay, last question I'll ask is, what aspects of your culture, of Ecuadorian culture, do you think that Americans could learn from? Like, what is an aspect that maybe either your grandparents showed you, or, like, growing up with your cousins, you learned that you think Americans could really benefit from?
I think it's, like, it's really hard, I would say, to say that, because if I did say, like, food and unity and family and all this other stuff, like, I feel like Americans do have that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we take it, not just Ecuadorians, I'm mm-hmm. just going to say that, just, like, in general. Like, I feel like we just take it up a notch of, like, the type of love that we have for each other.
Yeah.
Or we have a bunch of love languages as Latino people, like, food wise and, like, being care, like, you know, acts of service,
right.
and making sure that everyone's okay. I guess, like, my advice is just, like, taking that extra step, like, out, like, being, like, yeah, if it takes a little bit of work, like, or, like, a little bit more of your time, like, just do it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I would say that. But I wouldn't say that I don't want to say, like, Americans don't have family or unity, because they do.
Right.
Just but they have it in a different way
yeah.
than how we would have it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a beautiful answer. Well, thank you so much.
It was great to interview you.
All right. Thank you for having me.